Killing Yourself to Live, 85% of a True Story, by Chuck Klosterman. Read by Patrick Lawler. Copyright 2005 by Chuck Klosterman. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Chuck Klosterman and Simon & Schuster, and was produced in the year 2005 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. This is a story about love, death, driving, narcissism, America, the ill-advised glamorization of recreational drug use, not having sex, eating breadsticks at Olive Garden, talking to strangers, feeling nostalgic for the extremely recent past, movies you've never seen, Kiss, Radiohead, Rod Stewart, and, to a lesser extent, prehistoric elephants of the Midwestern plains. If these are not things that interest you, do not read this book. The journalism in this book is, to the best of my abilities, completely accurate. The stuff about my personal life is merely the way I remember it, as I do not tape record every conversation I have on a day-to-day basis. There is also some minor manipulation of time, and one sequence near the end of the book actually happened in New Zealand. Some names have been changed, as well as a few minor details that could cause potential discomfort to people whose names have been changed. I tell you what's really ridiculous, going into a bookstore and there's all these books about yourself. In a way, it feels like you're already dead. Tom York. The Day Before the First Day. New York. Dead Horses. Looking for Nothing. I am not qualified to live here. I don't know what qualifications are necessary to live in any certain place at any given time, but I know I don't have them.